Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody out there, Netty Nation. Caleb Patterson, member of Muscle P4P Real Talk. And this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. What place is this?
I'm sorry. Well, I
that's
my
all right.
Cue.
We might not be attentive, but we're the number one. We're the number one. If you're a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on and have Des talk with you while you're doing the intro and a vehicle to drive your goals like what, Des?
Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
And a promo. And a promo. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now we'll finish talking. Des, how you doing?
Okay, I am good. Okay, so in my defense, I was trying to find some notes for something that I wanted to cover tonight. So I wasn't ready for the handoff, but next time I'm going to be 100% tuned in and prepared. But what I was looking for is, you remember Roy Koontz Jr., right, Kaylin? He was one of our special guests earlier in the year, and he's a wheelchair athlete, and he also has his own business called Powerhouse, or the Stone Powerhouse. And so he has just launched a brand new website, and he is doing virtual training, so I wanted to put that out there. But then also, when we had him on the show, he was talking about that he was writing a book. And that,
yes, I remember.
Yeah, and that it was getting ready to be published. And he's actually like only a week away, or maybe 2 weeks away from his book being on the market. So I wanted to be sure to let everybody know, and they can find out more information at thestonepowerhouse.com. So if you guys remember Roy, if you don't, Roy Koontz Jr., look for him in the P4P Real Talk archive. But do check out his website, thestonepowerhouse.com. Find out all about his book and everything else that he's up to. So that was my distraction.
Okay, that's a good distraction. And, you know, no pun intended, but I'm glad it had wheels because I thought they were falling off.
Right. Oh, my gosh. All right, carry on.
Choking. Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
First online choke. I'm dying. I'm friggin' dying in. I can't believe that. Yeah. Well,
that's what you get for being
nasty. I'm going to get everybody out here because we're having too much fun at the start of this show. And I told everybody before they came on, it's just a ball because everybody actually gets along with each other on this one. And this is two somebody that are just angels to me that have just been, you know, so big, so very big in the industry. And they just don't know one is a work of art, and one is a painter, and I'm not talking about that funny-looking fuzzy-head dude on PBS that does the paints with the brushes. I'm actually talking about Ivy Potter and somebody she has worked to a world champion physique up in here, pro yo!
Woo! Hi, ladies.
Hi.
How you doing? This is awesome. Thank you guys so much for having us on.
I'm so excited, and I'm even more excited that I get to be on with Ange. So
I know, girl. I miss you so much. You have no
idea. I miss you.
I need your energy.
Oh,
we got to touch base.
This is a fit.
I can tell this is just going to be a party already. So
yes, it is.
Whatever goes, I'm ready. I'm ready.
How you doing out there, Kaylin? It's been a minute.
I am doing fine. And thanks so much. I know you got a busy day, a very busy day, and your day's not over. I mean, like most of us that are always doing something, there's something else going on. So basically enlighten the listeners, please, so they know that you're not just leaving because you're bored with the show. You actually have other things happening.
Yeah, actually I've got my coach is coming in from out of town to train with me tonight. that's absolutely what I'm focusing my time on right now. I've changed up absolutely everything and deciding to train with him, and just the fact, I mean, just we just vibed so fast that, you know, when you make a decision and you can feel your future changing, and it's such a good feeling. Like, that's how I feel right now. I've been changing things up for the last, oh, like 6 weeks, and I come to the gym. This is my third time to the gym today. So,
wow.
Not for myself, but for clients, but now it's time for me. And I wake up excited every day about what I'm going to be doing next. And, you know, I've never ever been personally trained ever in my whole career.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I've trained myself and I've trained other people, but I got into, even when I took my job, I'm like, I've still never been personally trained. I've had people, you know, help me out with programs, but never this one-on-one. And it is absolutely, mm-hmm. I can totally see why people pay me to help them, because it's amazing. And I'm learning things now that I've wanted to learn. And I just am so excited. I'm happier now than I've been in a long time. And that's even with all the stress of life and everything that's going on. So I'm stoked. I'm actually in the parking lot right now, but I could not talk to you guys. This is fantastic.
No, I appreciate it. I'm going to harken back to something, because you just made me think about something, because it's like, and this is going to ruffle Ivy's feathers, because I know she's very defensive of the people that she knows are legit. And when the people were accusing your gains as something more than just a natural gain, but the enhanced version of it, and it was very frustrating to the natural community, and a lot of us came to your defense because we were highly upset. And Dez can remember when we were talking about this on the show, because it was very frustrating, especially when women are making such strides and pushing so hard to define, I mean, cut out that niche of in the fitness community to show that they can hold their own.
I mean, it's fantastic to watch other women. And you know that for a fact, either to their face or maybe behind their back, like, it's just something that you're going to have to deal with. And you know that it's coming, so you're prepared in a way. You know, like, there's always a joke, oh, well, she doesn't do them, but she sells them, you know, or just retarded or not so kind comments, but, you know, everybody laughs and you just kind of you shrug it off, and it's just going to come with it. And I am just super proud to be who I am, doing what I am, moving the weight that I am, eating the way that I am, and supplementing the way that I am. I feel like anybody could do this. I mean, they might not all have the same outcome. I do believe that I'm a little bit different, but that really meant a lot to me, to just have that kind of comfort and, like, knowing that you guys were, like, in my corner about it, and that, you know, that you actually, you know, like, had strong feelings that, you know, like, that shouldn't be expected. Like, I shouldn't have to, you know, walk into a place and just have people immediately think that it's totally cool to make steroid jokes, mm-hmm. you know, for whatever reason. So it really meant a lot. And I think the natural community just has that amazing feel to it, that family feel. And it means a lot to me to know that, you know, it's not just me. I'm not just out there, like, on my own in Toledo. It's like, I have you guys behind me. And I love that. So thank you.
Hey, no problem. Because, you know, it's totally not all right for things like that to happen. Just like it's totally not all right to make derogatory remarks about other things that, you know, go on in this world that, you know, people think it's okay just to say what they think, say what they want without thinking about it or what the repercussions are. But, I mean, you're definitely blazing trails in the natural community. And, you know, we do hope that more people are keeping their eye on you, but they also understand that, you know, the type of experience that you're having, they can have it as well, and that, you know, we want them to join these ranks and, you know, not to experience the negatives, but to experience all the positives and the great things that are part of being that are part of this family. And speaking of which, and I'm going to transition here real quick because I don't even know how much time we have with you, but I do want to get this out there. So part of being a family, you're also part of the P4P family, and there's a new product that just hit the shelves. We've been talking about for a while. As Kaylin and I like to affectionately call it, the aw shucks. The aw shucks.
The aw shucks.
Come the Oscars version. Because we're a family show. We're a Christian show. We got our standards here. But but I understand that you've had some experience with it, and I've seen some great testimonials about it. But I want to hear how OSEX has been working for you here, real quick.
Well, I haven't tried it yet.
I have not actually
tasted it. Black raspberry. That's right up my alley.
Yeah.
And I know this got a little bit more caffeine than last time. It's got 3 more ingredients to help you with your vasodilation, helping release those happy hormones to make you feel amazing when you're working out. It also kind of helps with your breathing while you're in there. But, I mean, really what it all comes back to is the great basics. And not only that, but the quality control going into all of these supplements is something that I really think we need to point out, because the manufacturing environment is also under regular monitoring and control. So everything along the way is sampled and tested for chemical, sensory, and microbial parameters. So it really has been checked out. And that's what people need to know, is that it's not just a clean supplement. Like, these are clean building environments. So nothing's going to get in. And being put out is totally on the WADA standards. It's perfect for your natural athletes. I mean, kids can use it, you know, like if you're just starting out. This is a great thing if you are a young athlete. You can totally trust P4P and get in with them. So it's FDA inspected, everything. So it's beautiful.
Well, that's awesome. And that's an awesome save to the bad information that I have. But then when you do try it, we want to hear about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's been out for about 2 weeks, and I know that they're doing a special sale right now. So if you throw in I think there's a little bit of a discount going on right now, but if you use athlete code Angela15, that'll give you another 15% off. And also there's going to be a contest out. So we want to see people with their P4P outfit and doing a little bit of Facebook or Instagram posts, and we're going to have a competition goal with that, and you can totally find out a little bit more about that on our Facebook site. If you're interested in doing a little competition, you can win another tub for yourself and then one for a friend, so that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, and one of the things, because we can talk about this more in depth, because I'm not sampling it. I'm taking it. I mean, I'm down with this stuff. I'm telling you, I'm on it. I mean, I took it and I almost said, "Oh shucks." I mean, let's just be honest about that right there. I'm about to. I got the night workout coming. Yes, it is extreme. Let's get on it. I'm telling you. But one of the people I'm gonna let Proyo introduce is our next guest, well, also our main guest, because she has got to cover something that is one of the simple things you would think, but it's also one of the biggest things that takes away from how a person's presentation shows up on stage. So, Proyo, please introduce Angie.
Yes, absolutely. I am so glad to call this person my friend. We worked very close together. Ivy Potter. Remember this name. If you can come in contact with her at a show, before your show, this is a true professional. I cannot even begin to explain the detail work that she does, how committed she is to each athlete, to making them look their best. No two athletes look exactly the same. You are a unique athlete when you come from Ivy Potter. And I've had people, I mean, months away from my shows, like, who did your tan? Like, what is that color? What chemical did she use? And I'm like, it's all custom. Like, this woman stops at nothing to make sure that you look amazing going on stage. And she's got just the personality that makes you feel like, I mean, she's so supportive in the moment. And we have laughed so hard. You would think, like, right before a show, you'd be about to die. Sometimes you feel like it. But she's just so there for you. And she's done this. I mean, she has so much experience, and she takes it very, very seriously. She flies all over the place, and she'll do it for these people, because this is absolutely a project of pride for her, and I'm so excited to introduce her. Ivy Potter, you're awesome!
Oh, and I love you. You are such a sweetheart.
And I can attest to the fact that I have put Angie's shoes on. I have found Reese's cups for Angie at one point or another, and I think I was sprayed you for, what, 2 years, 3 years now? And
yes,
I have to
I
go back to what was
at,
said
yes.
about you. Before we go anything about tanning, I have to say, when all of this stuff happened and I saw your post in the gym about the comments that were made about you, my first feeling was, of course, the instinct to protect you, because I'm like, I have watched this girl blossom. Because I met
and
you.
She's not kidding.
I think you're second show, I believe, is when I met you, maybe your third, and I have sprayed you for a multitude of shows since then, and I have watched you
absolutely
form, I mean, just the development and the work ethic that you put in, and a lot of people may not know this, but I know Ange, and like I said, I value her as my friend, but Angie started training in her house, so you trained for your first show, if I'm not mistaken, in your house. Is your home gym.
I did my first Olympia from home. I did my first three shows from my house, and I went straight to the Olympia and won 2 silver medals in figure, and that's where I got my pro card. So I had I didn't have a gym. I didn't have any friends that were doing what I was doing, and I didn't have anybody really. I mean, I begged, borrowed, and stole as much information as I could possibly find from the internet, but I was on my own. I didn't have any coach. I didn't have diet. I just had to try.
And in my line of work, I meet athletes from all the different, I think we were talking on, or y'all were talking on another show, there's like 50 natural organizations in this country, and I have worked with athletes from what feels like all of them. And I have never met an athlete that I have as much respect for as I do for Angie, mostly because Angie is an empowered athlete. She chooses to educate herself. She has built her body literally from the ground up, and you overcame obstacles, and the story behind this girl is just awesome. But I have watched you develop into the person that you are now as a real hardcore pro athlete, and it's impressive. It's amazing to be a part of that journey with you. So the honor is mine, my dear. I am thrilled to have been a part of your journey, and I cannot wait to see what this game season and enhancing season you're doing over here, as some would like to call it. I have no doubt that with proper supplementation and with the education that you continue to build on, because you are one of the few athletes that I do know that is empowered. You want to know, why am I eating this much? What am I doing? What am I doing this for? How can I do this better? And that is something that women take note. You need to, you know, you don't have to have a coach to start to learn those things. Of course, Angie, I think for you, one of the things I've learned a lot about with you is that you have a coach now because you need someone to help you see things that you, you know, you've gotten to a point where you need that. I'm just thrilled for you. I'm so excited to see what you do.
This is what it's all about, like finding your flow and just going for it, like when you have no question in your mind that even when things are as hard as they could possibly be, that you're doing the right thing with your life, like it all kind of still falls into place. And I appreciate what you're saying so much, because not everybody, I don't think anybody knows me like you do. You know,
well,
we have some serious heart to heart.
So I know you pretty well.
Yeah. And that's what, I mean, the relationships that we've built along the way are absolutely priceless, and I mean, I know I'm going to see you this year, and that is a huge relief. That's awesome.
Well, I actually, if I have heard the rumors correctly, I do believe you will be visiting the Chicago area, which I know is one of your favorite places, for a show that, I mean, maybe you've heard of it. There's a show, it's called the Windy City Naturals. It's being done by the DFAC. A little bit of you've heard about it.
Brian McKinney.
And I will be there in full force. And I heard this
there.
Little rumor that Mr. Yo was going to be coming with you, too. So I'm so excited.
We're
going
to be attending
couple.
The night show, and it's going to be nice to see your show. We just want to come and support it, and we have such good memories from Chicago. I mean, you know, 3 years straight, doing the the universe twice and winning there twice, and then the North American Naturals, and now I mean we had to come and see what Deepak is doing with I mean, I'm coming at least just for the lighting. I mean, they blow it up. It always looks so good, and I can't wait to just see everybody do their thing and pick up some really good inspiration and be like, look, you know, like just feed this drive I've got, you know, and it's so strong right now. Like, I just can't wait to get there and see everybody and just touch base, and especially with you. Like, I'll be backstage if I can sneak back there. It's going to be awesome.
I hope you feel like I do.
A BFAC champ that can't get backstage? Are you kidding?
Well, I'll get you in. I know people. Don't worry. But I know that you have to feel like I do. I mean, you and I have been traveling. We did Worlds together in Miami, and that was amazing.
Yes.
It was so awesome to be a part of the BFAC show there. And then, of course,
yes.
You know, we've gone through several IMBA shows together. And working with Brian has been one of the most awesome experiences. It's unlike any other promoter, I would say, other than Ed and Andrea. Brian has so much passion, and it is igniting. You can't help but be excited about this show, just being around him and seeing all the things that he is putting into this show. Every time I get on Facebook, he has got a new amazing sponsor. I know one of your previous sponsors that sponsored your suit is going to be there, and I was like, oh, my God, I love them. So, I mean, every time I turn around, something awesome. Yes.
Yes.
I've never met her, but I worship her on Facebook.
The artists around us are amazing.
Yeah. I've seen her suit. I can pick them out of a lineup on stage just about any time. I'm like, yep, that's Kira's work. But I got to know her originally through your suit, and I was just, I mean, he's brought them
oh,
in and some of the other the sponsors that he's brought, you know, to this show and what he's doing with it. It is going to be, it's going to change things here in Chicago, and I'm so excited to see that happen here.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Wow. Couldn't have said it any better.
Yeah, so I'm excited, and that energy, you can feel it. I know you're an energy person, and I know you can feel the excitement that is just charging this area for this show.
Well, I mean, if you even just look at the location, it's going to be beautiful. So showing up to a place where you can actually just kind of draw on, like, the architecture itself, and you feel like this place is special. And then you get to get on stage and, you know, experience that from the best point of the entire place is really special. So I'm just excited. I'm going to dress up. I'm going to do the nine.
You better.
Just because I feel like it deserves that type of a celebration.
Oh, I love it. It's going to be awesome. And then to have the natural bodybuilders take over the streets of downtown Chicago. I feel like that the message that we are able to present from such a large platform is just, it's a game changer.
The way you said that, because when we all show up, it makes a statement. And, you know, like the local businesses around us, like they find out and it creates a buzz. And then, I mean, I really hope that it's going to get into the papers and it's going to be, hopefully maybe even on the news as like something that people can do this weekend just so that they can come and see another type of sport, maybe in some air conditioning, and be inspired that they can either turn their life around or maybe get into something new and reshape themselves. And I mean, because any athlete that's out there, catch them between the shows or after or before, and they're all willing to tell you what natural bodybuilding has done for their life. And it's, everyone has a story. Something maybe even tragic has happened to them, and they pulled through it with this commitment to their health and doing it clean and surviving whatever they were going through by building themselves up. And that's what bodybuilding is all about, is being a stronger, rounded human being. So,
Absolutely.
I mean, it's a good influence to have that many people in one place.
Absolutely. And then, you know, you kind of get the feeling like we've always talked about backstage. One of the things that I love about the natural circuit, and one reason I don't travel with anything that is not a tested show. I'm very particular, have strong opinions about it. I know y'all have heard me, but you feel the family. You know, being a part of the natural organization, I'm not an athlete, but this is my family. I am passionately protective of my athletes. I am.
Yes, you are.
You know, I believe in what you do. I believe in the example that you're setting and the role models that you are. You are, you know, you have the strongest platform to single-handedly change people's lives, myself included. You know, you guys are inspiring, and you do it in a way that says, hey, this is actually attainable, and you're not doing more damage to your body than good. You can be healthy and have it all and have the best version of yourself. It is possible, and I can teach you how. And that's, when you're a part of a community like that, it is inspiring.
That's real big.
Yeah. I had a little girl the other day, you know, just one of those many little things.
You had a little girl.
You're doing the right thing. I had a little girl tell me.
What did you and Missy O do?
What? There was a little girl that I know, and she looked at me and she said that I was beautiful. And
aww,
if that doesn't like pull your heart like in the right direction, I don't know what does. You know, and no one like forced her to say that. It just kind of came out of her mouth, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, maybe, you know, like I mean, there's always a younger generation. I mean, they don't have to be 16, 17. They could be like 8, and see something
absolutely
that changes their life. You know, they see a woman that doesn't look like anybody else, and they decide that there's something unique about that that they want to experience in their life.
Well,
you know,
that's always
that
been
is
one of my favorite things about you, is that you've always had this avant-garde look about you, but you're so glamorous and so gorgeous, and I've always said, you know, you can't help but look at you on stage. That's just how it is, and it's that avant-garde look that you have about you that I just love. Love it.
Thank you. Thank you. You just got to be yourself, you know, like whatever that is that makes you happy, and this definitely makes me happy. So it's I just want everybody else to find their thing, you know? That's what life's about.
Absolutely.
Are you gonna be there, Kaylin? You gonna be in the Whitney Cindy?
Are you serious?
Won't be able to keep Kaylin away if we beg him and beat him with sticks. You know
right?
that.
Even if you put back
no
plantation overseas, I'd still be
he
out there.
He's gonna walk to the show if he has to. I drove literally 28 hours straight to meet me in Miami for the World Championships. He drove from Chicago straight to work.
But and he was so
afraid
him
at 8 o'clock in the morning before he took the stage.
Oh my gosh! You cannot top these stories. You just can't. You can't make shit up.
You can't make them up. You really can't.
You can't hold them down, and that's awesome.
I have Kaylin's story for days. For days.
Right?
Let's hear one. I want to hear one. I want to hear Kaylin's story.
Oh, Kaylin is hysterical. And when do you have to go? I know you have appointments, so I don't want to talk. I don't want to run you out of time.
A couple of minutes here, actually. I'm about to be booked. So maybe I should duck out. And, you know, thank you guys so much just for having me on.
Thank you.
I feel great just talking to you guys. And it just really bumps up my energy. And I mean, like anybody could come into this. I think natural bodybuilding also has a way of kind of weeding out, you know, folks that just, just aren't as positive as you could possibly be, you know, I mean, maybe they just need to find their way back, but I mean, you really find a lot of genuine people here, and I've had such a great run of meeting good people, you know, and, you know, you guys are definitely part of it, and I know that my journey would not be the same without you guys, so just want to say thank you real quick, and then we will see each other soon, and again in 2017, because it is going to be smashed.
Oh my God,
grab it with both hands and just destroy it.
All right, thanks, Angie.
All right,
thank you
guys. Have a great evening.
We'll see you in August.
You too.
Yep.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Ivy.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Kaylin. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. So back to business. Back to this Kaylin story we're waiting for.
Oh, Kaylin. Oh,
and it better,
okay,
and it
so
better be a good
I'll
one. It better be a good
you.
One.
So Kaylin, I met Kaylin. I know he's talked about it on the show before. The first time I ever met Kaylin, I know y'all can't tell, but I have a huge mouth and I talk constantly. And I was just by accident at the Chi-Town Showdown with a client. She came into my salon. I own a tanning salon. She came into my salon. It was her first time competing. She was scared absolutely to death. And she said, please, please come with me tomorrow to my show. And I said, oh, well, you know, I'm not doing anything. So, sure, I'll go with Town Showdown just to be there as a support system for her. And I'm watching the show, which I never get to do. I'm always backstage, and I always am spray tanning or touching up athletes and working, so I never actually get to see a show, so it was super exciting for me. And I'm watching these guys on stage, and I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, bless his heart. He didn't know he needed a spray tan. I'm like, because he's black,
goodness.
He didn't need a spray tan. And I'm like, oh. And I'm telling the girl next to me, I'm like, I'm going to do everything in my power not to open my mouth and talk to this guy because he's going to think I'm crazy. But he has the best physique on stage. And I'm like, you just can't see it. I'm like, look. And I'm looking at him on stage, and I'm going, oh, gosh, this is heartbreaking. And it was truly heartbreaking for me because Kalen was in one of the best shapes that I've seen him at the time, and he would have won that show. He should have won that show.
Yes.
And so prejudging gets over with, it wraps up, and who in the world do I run smack into in the hallway but Kalen? And now Kalen and I have crossed paths probably 100 times, but I had no idea who he was. And I walked up to him in the hallway, and I stood there and stared at him for a second, and I tried really, really hard, and I thought, Lord, help me. Please don't let me open my mouth and embarrass myself. And then I couldn't do it. I was watching people come up and saying to him, what happened to your tan? Well, then I had to. So I walked up, and I said, Precious, can we please talk about why you didn't get a spray tan for this show? And I thought Kalen was going to burst out like the Hulk, and he goes, I did. And I said, oh, well, what happened to it? Because it looks awful. And
exactly
he said
it just
didn't work well. It just didn't go. It just was a bad spray tan. And I said, well, I'm here touching up clients. I'd be happy to touch you up. I can't bear the thought of seeing you on stage with that awful spray tan again. And so I did. Kalen and I hooked up a tent in the back room. We found a corner. I hooked hand to him. He walked back out on the stage, and I think you were like points or half points away from winning the show, but the only thing that cost Kalen was a spray tan. And to this day, if Kalen is going to be competing, he drives all the way to Northwest Indiana, sometimes an hour in the opposite direction of wherever his show is, to be sprayed by me. And then, of course, I have a tanning salon, so all of my clients see this, you know, very muscular black guy come walking in the salon, and they look at him like, what in the world? And then we spray tan Kalen, and he comes out a totally darker black guy. And they go, who is that guy? What is he doing? So Kalen is now a myth in my tanning salon. He is the professional athlete that comes to see me. So all my ladies in Crown Point have a thing for Kalen. They all talk about the muscular guy that comes to see me.
Oh, I bet they do.
But
you know what? I bet they do. But I totally, totally get it. So this is the first time I'm actually getting to meet you, so to speak. But I have a favorite tanner, and if I can, I will go to her sometimes even 10, 11 o'clock at night, if that's what she can get me in, before I turn around and travel somewhere to go to a show. Because, A, she does a great job, and B, I'm so confident in the work that she does that I'm not worried about what's going to happen to my tan between leaving her and then actually traveling to go to compete. So I know what it is to have, you know, when you have such complete trust in someone to go out of your way to make sure that you can stay with them to help you with your podcast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, we've all seen it happen to at least an athlete. Like I said, I got to witness it firsthand with Kalen. But, you know, your tan can make or break your performance on stage. It is so very important. And it's such a simple detail, but when you have that confidence with someone and you have, you know, the consistency, you know, I've worked with this person before, I know what my tan's going to look like, and I didn't just train for 9 weeks to go step up on stage and not have a clue what I'm actually going to look like. You know what you're going to look like when you hit that stage.
And I'm so glad you said that, because I know our veterans out there, they know this, but you know, for our newbies out there, they really need to understand how important a good tan is. I mean, and I've seen so many shows where they're just flashing it on in the back right before they go on. It's almost never even. A lot of times they're sweating it off because they didn't get a chance for it to dry or set properly. And that goes towards your judging. I mean, just overall.
It absolutely does.
Yes, I mean, it's part of your symmetry. It's part of your overall package because, A, your symmetry is so much better when you have a great tan, but it's part of your overall package. And if it comes down to the wire and, you know, you're trading points between first place and second place, they're going to start looking at your suit, your tan. You know, they've already looked at your posing and your, you know, the muscle, and then they're going to start nitpicking from there, and it's a big deal.
It absolutely is. And, you know, I'm backstage, you know, and I have people that come up to me the morning of the show. It almost happens every single show that I do. I travel as a host tanner, I go as a host tanner to a lot of shows. So I work with a lot of promoters, especially here in Chicago. And then I travel also as a private tanner. So with like Angie, I went to Miami with her and with Kaylin, with Christina. I brought home the champions. when my clients left, so did all the gold medals. And then I did the same with them in Vegas. And I travel with some pros who know. They go, I'm not risking my tan. But at every show I go to, I always have somebody who comes up to me and they say, I popped in at my local tanning salon. I got a Mystic tan, which is designed to go to a wedding. It's not designed to be on stage. And then they go, can you fix me? On the morning of the show, literally 5 minutes before they're going to walk out for prejudging. And it's heartbreaking. And, of course, I always try to fix them and take care of them. Because, you know, athletes train. You don't wake up on Friday and go, you know, I think I'm going to swing over to this show they're doing downtown.
Right.
You train for
right.
this. At minimum, most of the most, you know, professional athletes that I know that maintain that ideal body, you know, with some ability to have a grow season, but not, I don't like to call it an off season because I don't feel like you're ever off when you're a pro athlete. You are in a resting state. But they are at minimum 6 weeks out. You plan for shows six weeks out. You invest a lot of money into getting to this point with your entry fees and then your suits and your shoes and your supplements and all of the things that go into making that total package. To walk out on stage and have your tan be the thing that costs you is heartbreaking. And,
yes.
and it happens oh so often. I run into new athletes a lot. I guess I could tell you my background. I've been in the tanning industry for going on 9 years now. I was a single mom. I went through a divorce and decided that I needed a change with my life. And I opened a tanning salon. It was kind of a pro-woman empowering thing. Opened a tanning salon and had been open about 6 months. I had a client who came in to me. And at the time, I knew nothing about bodybuilding. One of the things that makes me kind of strange and unique in this world is that I'm actually not an athlete. I've never competed. I have the utmost respect for it, but it terrifies me to even think of getting on stage. And this woman came into my salon who had been a client for about 6 months, and I had gotten to know her, and she said, I am competing in a bodybuilding competition. And I looked at her, and I thought, oh, precious, those girls will eat you. What are you talking about, a bodybuilding competition? I'm like, you're not on steroids. How are you going to compete in a bodybuilding competition? And she looked at me, and she said, oh, I'm competing in a natural organization. And I, like the majority of the public, had never heard of that. And So I said, well, what do we have to do? And I got all the information from her, and I knew nothing. And so I contacted Norvell. I use all Norvell products, so I'll give my shameless plug to Norvell. They taught me everything I knew about spray tanning in the beginning, and I've learned so much from my athletes, you know, and a lot of experience. So I went to them, and I said, I need help. I have this client, and she wants to be spray tanned for a bodybuilding competition. Have you guys ever even heard of that? And so they told me what to do. The process was horrible. Their recommendation was to do, during peak week, mind you, all my athletes will understand how this sounds insane, 3 tanning sessions. So we tanned her on Wednesday,
what?
We tanned her on Thursday, and we tanned her on Friday. And I was like, she would come in and literally just be dying standing there. And it took forever to apply the spray tan, and I thought, there has to be a better way. And I thought for sure this woman was going to hate me. It was so out of my natural element. I trained and I like to say I cut my teeth on brides. They cry at the drop of a hat. So I can fix any because I learned from brides how to do that. And I thought this woman's going to hate me. She looks awful. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. She's way, way, way unnatural tan. And about a week later, she came back into my salon and she said, oh, my goodness, that is the most amazing tan that I saw. Your tan was amazing. I had the best tan on stage. And I thought, she's crazy. And she showed me the pictures of it. And we had, I won't name products, but there was some really orange people. There were the people that looked like they had peed the back of themselves because their tan was literally dripping off of them in sweat pools. There were people that had the toilet seat ring running around their rear end. And I thought, I really did a good job. So I was like, wow, I'm pretty good. And so I got to know it, and then I was very quickly, the name spread. My reputation sort of spread, and people started coming to me and saying, hey, I'm doing a bodybuilding show. I heard you can do this. And so I started there, and within about a year, I teamed up with a promoter. I always like to say, and Des, I know this is true for you, NAMBF was my first home. Had a promoter from the NAMBF contact me on Wednesday. His tanner had backed out on him at the very last minute, and he said, I have 15 bodybuilders. I need them spray tan on Friday. Can you do it? And I thought, well, maybe. So I had never traveled to a show. I am a spoiled, rotten studio tanner. I have a beautiful suite and a beautiful studio in my salon that I tan in. And he said, I need you to travel. I need you to do this, this, and this. And I thought, I'm going to figure it out. And at that very show,
about okay?
I met – I am talking about okay. And,
okay.
Who, okay, yep. And that's when I first met him, I thought he was prank calling me. I thought, what kind of name is okay? And the more I got to know him,
right?
The more I absolutely loved him. But I went in with no knowledge, which I used to think hindered me. Now I realize it has created the very special approach that I take to what I do. My clients always get a very salon and spa feel to their service. I have privacy is not something that is common at a bodybuilding competition.
Nope.
And so people are amazed that, you know, I don't have my clients walking around naked. My clients are tanned in my tents, and then they're dried in my tents, and then they redress, and they have all their privacy and dignity.
Oh, another story.
Oh,
another story.
But see, I have never been to a tanning where anybody was walking around naked. Now, granted, anybody who's listening who's not familiar, you are naked when they tan you. Don't be confused about that. But I want to hear more about there are people that have you walk around naked after you tan?
Well, there. I have heard some stories over the years, and I have been to shows where I, you know, like I said, I travel as a private tanner, so I don't always tan for the show. So you kind of have to be slippy sly when you go in and you're not the host tanner. And I have been to shows where there are people standing around and, you know, large quantities of women standing around in one room huddled together trying to dry, and get their hands
dry.
I've also heard clients that are telling me things like, the tanner that I had at my last show told me I had to be dried with cold air. And so I stood there and froze to death. And I think
that
sounds horrible.
It is horrible.
Yeah.
I've had, like I said, I've heard every horror story you can imagine over the years. And then it finally registered to me after a couple of years. I get it now why people are impressed with what I'm doing. And it is, you know, my tanning, as far as from the product standpoint, the product that I use is Norvell. Norvell is what we like to call in my salon a top shelf brand. Norvell custom makes all of their solution here in the United States. When I order bodybuilding solutions, They make it out in Alexandria, Tennessee. When I order a solution for a show, if I'm doing a show, like, for example, I'm doing the Windy City class or the Windy City Naturals in August,
mm-hmm.
I will order that show solution the third week of July. Norvell makes it. At that point, they make their solution right here in the United States. They ship it to me on refrigerated trucks, and it stays in optimal condition until I literally apply it to my athletes. And that's huge with getting that right color. I also blend custom colors like Angie was talking about. The first time I met her, we talked about her skin type, what we were going to do. And I do all of this long before I meet my client. And then I custom make solution for her skin that is going to look more natural because Angie's actually a very fair-complected person. And then when I spray the solution on them, and I have developed my own system to where, you know, I use products that prepare the skin properly for my solution that make it last. When you're posed and you have your hand on your hip and then you take your hand off and you have a big white handprint, that doesn't work. Norvell took everything that didn't work about the other tanning products that were available at the time. The vice president for Norvell actually used to work for ProTan. So he had some opinions.
Oh.
He said, talking competition tanning, these are the things people hate, and we want to make it the absolute best. So I started out with them, and I learned all about skincare, all about how the solution works on a scientific level. And because of that, I can pretty much conquer anything, including Kaylin's sweatiness. Because Kaylin is a sweater. Like, he sweats like I've never seen anybody sweat before in my life. But I keep Kaylin's hand on his skin and not running down his arm and down to his leg because he sweats that much.
And that's awesome because that is huge. Nothing like a tan running off your body. And you bring that up, and I'm sorry, this is not pick on Kayla night, but it reminds me.
He posted a picture
on Facebook when he was at the gym, Five Star Fitness, and I messaged him and I said, "Why are you so shiny?" I was wondering if you had just rolled through some Vaseline or something. What's going on?
No,
I was just sweating. There was no AC. I'll give him that. There was no AC. That just reminded me of that.
I know that Kaylin wasn't spraying down with Pam at the gym because I have broken him of that bad habit.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, I've gotten Kaylin away. Kaylin knows that Pam is like, I mean, it is. You might as well just break the Bible if you're going to use Pam in front of me. I'll cry. You know, a lot of people don't know that because I'm an anti-Pammer. I do not believe in Pam.
Yes, that's all right. Be an anti-Pammer. It's okay.
I am. Well, and a lot of people, you know, sweating is a very common problem. And it doesn't matter what kind of tanning product you're using. Sweating is something that happens. You hit that stage, aside from the nerves that a lot of people get.
Yeah,
it's hot up there, and you're working your butt off.
Yeah.
And Pam is made with vegetable oil, which actually causes your skin to feel completely. And you guys are athletes, you know your skin breathes. So when you get hot and you start to perspire, Pam will make that puddles of sweat just pour off of you. One of the things I tell all my new athletes is, I know. People will tell you just grab you a can of Pam. A can of actual posing spray costs like $12. I'll be happy.
Gosh, I'll give it to you for half price.
Please don't put Pam on your spray can. And it makes a difference in how you pose. And Kaylin, we've gotten you down to a reasonable amount of sweat now.
Yes. I can honestly say that I've learned so much from what you've been saying, you know, just with the background and the history of it, because you have a definite passion. And Dez and I have, I thank God for this show because we've met and spoken to many, many very passionate people, but you don't realize the difference you make by keeping that passion and actually doing what you do on a regular basis to the people that you're affecting, because, you know, Dez can tell you and I can tell you that we've run into some really bad people during our competitions, and basically meeting people like you is what makes the difference to whether Yo was talking about, you know, the bad people get weeded out, and that's in any sport, you know, and I'm just thankful for it. It's just, bodybuilding is not for everybody, and they find out real quick. But it's like you hope they don't take anyone with them when the ship goes down because, you know, they go, it's that go hard or go home. And I'm thinking, well, what happens if you just go light? Do you still go home? I mean, or who do you take with you? Because sometimes it's just that way. But you don't want to see anybody that had a good future in it that don't make it. And that's what I'm thankful for. Is with people like you that come and say, you know, because you didn't have to do what you did at the Chi-Town Showdown, but, you know, you just couldn't hold yourself silent and watch it happen. You're like, all right, this is enough, and I'm sick of it. And you made a big difference for me because that could have been devastating to have, you know, like with you coming up, like you were saying, there were maybe 18 people that had approached me about what the hell were you thinking? And, you know, that depends on a person that's on a modest diet where, you know, like you're carb deprived and everything sounds painful and everything sounds like you're getting picked on. And it seems like the bully is everywhere in the room and it just has a different face when it approaches you. So if you hadn't done what you did, it could have turned out different for me.
It could have, but you know, Kaylin, how I feel about God, and He puts me in the right place at the right time, and I have made a friend out of this, you know, I mean, and I have a client that will stay with me forever, and like I said, I'll go anywhere with you and you know, make sure that you're well taken care of, but my passion comes from the fact that I'm a fan. You know, I've struggled. I had a baby 3 years ago. She dislocated my pelvis, and I gained 80 pounds, and, you know, I met these amazing people in this crazy, wild journey that I've been on. Like I said, I'm not an athlete. I never have. I mean, I played, you know, sports in high school, but I am not a bodybuilder or a fitness competitor in any way, shape, or form. I always joke when I tell people I'm going to a bodybuilding show and they go, oh, you're a bodybuilder? And I go, oh, well, no, I am a muffin top maker. No bodybuilding happening here. But you guys have you inspire me. You know, it's like what I say about Ange. Ange is one of the most awesome down-to-earth people I've met. You know, and you're in that group of people as well. And, you know, I went through my own weight loss journey, and people keep asking me, they go, how'd you lose all your weight? And I go, I work with some of the greatest minds in fitness who, and they say, well, what are you taking? And I go, I'm not taking anything. I'm eating healthy foods. I'm eating at, you know, intervals that manipulate my metabolism and increase my body's ability to burn my fat. And they look at me like I'm crazy, and then I start telling them, I work with athletes, and this is what I do. You guys inspire me, and to see what you put into that, because, like I said, I did a weight loss adventure, and it was hard. It kicked my butt. I've worked really hard. But to see what you guys do and to see how you, you know, what dedication it takes to get to where you are, not just financially, but the time that you commit and the sacrifices that you make. You know, when most people are out on Friday night eating out at, you know, the Dairy Queen and having an ice cream, you guys are in the gym and you're killing it. And that type of dedication, if you're not inspired, what's wrong with you? And I've met so many amazing people who have such amazing stories. It's hard not to have a passion for these people. It's very hard not to.
Oh, well said, Des.
Yeah, no, I'm just soaking it all in. I mean, I have two questions, although they seem kind of silly after that very eloquent message that you just shared with us. But go ahead and ask them anyway. So,
ahead,
as a tanner, I mean, you have quite a bit of experience in tanning, but it's not like you've been doing it for 20 years. But I want to take you back to when you first started tanning athletes and tanning for shows. Because I remember my very first tanning session, and I go in and I'm signing up and all that, and all of a sudden I see all these little socks on the table. And I'm like, what on earth are these for? And they're like, well, you know, these are modesty garments. And I'm like, what? What are you supposed to do with these? And she's like, well, they're not for you. They're for the men. What did you think about that whole aspect of tanning? Because it just blew me away. I mean, it's just one of those little things that you don't think about. It's not a big deal, but when you're confronted with it, it's just like, oh my gosh, what have I gotten into, you know? And as a tanner, and a first time tanner, that had to have been like kind of crazy for you, I'm imagining.
Well, my first occurred in my tanning salon.
Yeah.
So I had, you know, like I said, I own a tanning salon. So I spray tan. My job from Monday to Sunday, 9 to 5, I own a tanning salon. So my first naked experience was two European girls who came in, barely spoke any English, stripped down just about naked in my lobby. And I was like, oh, okay, we're doing this. But what I realized is it's actually yet another thing that, you know, if I had a nickel for every single person who has walked into my spray tan booth and said, oh, don't look at my thighs, or I'm so sorry about my boobs, or I'm so sorry about my butt, what I found out very, very early on, and it is a little bit sad in a lot of ways, because I see these women and they have beautiful bodies. They're all different. People are men alike. Men and women both do this in my studio, and they do it, you know, even with my athletes that are competing in competitions, not so much my pros, they kind of, you know, get it under control. They get their body confidence under control and they're used to it. But my first time competitors come in and they're very nervous about being naked.
Yeah.
And first time people that I'm spraying in my salon every day. But what I have found is that for them, it is so much more nerve wracking than it is for me. And my mission became to make people feel comfortable. I have a rule in my tanning salon. We don't body shame. You don't get to talk bad about your body or apologize for anything to me, because I want you to be comfortable. And I've gotten myself in trouble over the years. I've said some things, you know, I always laugh backstage at a bodybuilding competition. The things that are said, if you heard them out of context, would be hysterical.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And I think you heard this story about me. I embarrassed myself to death. A couple months ago at a show, there was a guy who was super nervous, and he's like, what do I do with this sock? And I looked at him, and I said, will you if you're uncomfortable being seen fully nude, that's going to cover something. And he kind of looked at me like really nervous, and I said, sweetheart, I have seen a lot of penises. It's fine. And he looked at me, and I went, oh, that came out all sorts of wrong. I do a lot of spray tans, and I, as soon as those words came out, I got my spray back in my mouth. And I think I turned 15 shades of red and was like, oh, that came out. I can't put it back in.
Dude, that is too funny.
On a mission to try to make people feel comfortable when they're standing in front of me. And now, I mean, you know, it's just normal. And my level of comfort, the way that I act like it's no big deal, typically that same emotion and energy is transferred to my clients. And people feel completely at ease, and they just get naked around me now. And they'll get naked anywhere. I had a guy strip down naked backstage at a show, and I'm like, whoa, you want to get in the tent? I don't know if everybody wants to see you naked.
So, with my
women, I'm constant. I mean, I glue bikinis. Part of my, when I do a service or when I'm tanning a client, I do everything. I do your tans. I do all your
stuff. No, hold on. Even if they're not a client and you see an issue,
yeah,
you still ask.
Yes. I have this problem.
Can I help myself?
Can
I glue your butt?
Well, Jalen actually has a montage of pictures of me. He came to a show that I was at, and I don't think you were competing, Kaylin. I think you were just there to visit. No,
yes.
You did compete. And Kaylin took pictures Kaylin has of me. He has got literally like 26 pictures of me gluing a different person's suit to their butt. So every picture, I have my face in some woman's butt, and I'm gluing their suit on. And I'm like, Kaylin, did you get any pictures of me upright? Like, oh, these are so flattering. And he posted them to Facebook for me so that the world could see me gluing butts. So I like to say I glue glutes, and, you know, I make tans perfect. So it's always entertaining, and you just have to laugh because, like I said, if you can be silly and laugh, it makes the client so much more comfortable, and you have enough nerves when you're walking out on that stage.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
For sure. Okay, and then so my second question is my last question, because we're actually running out of time, then I'll let Kaylin follow up with his one. But have you talked to Leaf?
Oh, his one.
Are you going to be tanning for Midwest?
You got two questions,
Minnesota,
I get
Mayhem?
One.
You get one. You get a half.
I have talked to Leaf quietly several times. Leaf and I have talked many times about different things that he has going on and different ways that I could be a part of his team and be a part of the things that Leaf is doing. Because Leaf is another person who I met. I actually met Leaf last year, and he's another person that shares my passion. I can count on one hand how many people I've come across that have that drive and that passion.
He's also another person that was asking me, what the hell was I thinking?
Oh, yes, I did meet Leaf at that show, and I would love to get involved with what he's doing. I've actually mentioned to Leaf, Leaf has taken over the Roar show in Michigan.
Roar, yes.
Yep.
I am like smack in the middle of, and I have talked to Leaf about it several times, mentioned it on Facebook very bluntly, but there's nothing shy about me. And I absolutely want to work with Leaf. I know that he has some obligations with his tanners that he is using. And so I would love to work with Leaf. And I think that it'll be fun for Leaf to get to kind of see how I handle a show when he comes to the Windy City. I think it'll be a proving ground.
So I'm asking from a totally selfish perspective because I want to experience the Ivy Potter difference.
I may very well be in Minnesota for the Mayhem anyway, because I know that a lot of the clients that I've been working with pretty hardcore this over the last couple of years are all doing kind of a growth season. A lot of my regular people that I've been with for years are taking some time off to build some muscles, to refeed their bodies, and they will very likely
champions. If we expect to win like this.
Champions are made, but it takes time. And, you know, you've got to get that muscle maturity, and you've got to give those muscles some time to feed and, you know, and to build. And a lot of them are saving themselves for some mayhem.
She's a pro. She's a pro. All right, Kaylin, go on with your half a question. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. No, it's not a half a question. This is just one.
Okay, just one question.
Mine isn't really a question. It's more like just giving kudos to everything she's done, because, like I said, it takes a lot to be that giving, because the one thing that, well, there's, you've seen it, and I've seen it, and I'm sure a lot of listeners that have competed have seen it. There's the atypical competitor, and then there's the one that basically doesn't have a good show but is in top form to compete. So the mentality isn't always the best. And somehow, in some way, I've watched Ivy dance around the insults, the jabs, the frustration, the anger, all of those things, and still produce a top athlete on stage. And that's not easy, especially, like I said, when there's so many fears, there's so many doubts, and some are consumed by them before they even set foot on stage. It's great to win. It's great to be first place, but nobody knows that walking in unless they're the WWE. And to have that stay where a person actually brings their best, even when they're not feeling their best, says a lot about the person that's basically working with them. And I know, and I'm not, don't need to say names at all, but Ivy, I've watched you have to do that where you said, you know, this is a top competitor. This is a first place physique, and you still got to get them to stage because they're not feeling it that day.
Yes. Well, and, you know, one of the first people that I met when I became part of the, what I'll call the natural bodybuilding world, was Andrea Costello. I always say her last name wrong, but it's my southern accent. So
okay.
Ed and Andrea were some of the first people that I met. I do their show every year, which is the Spartan. This year they're doing a master show. Yes, so I'm thrilled to death. Andrea has really put a lot into changing the format of her show and several things. But she's one of the first people that I met when I got into this world, and she took me under her wing. And she, you know, she pulled me out of OK Show, and she's like, you know, this is what people are looking for. And she's taught me and continues to teach me over the years what to look for. But she has that ability as well. She is one of those people backstage that can just look at a competitor and know they're not feeling it today. And we call it her mama pep talk, and she can do it, and she taught me how to do it. And it is helping a competitor realize, you know, today is what everything, all these struggles, all this work, all the sacrifice, today is what it's about. So you go out there and you have a blast. And that's one of the things that I've heard her say 1,000 times, and honestly, I stole it from her. And, you know, she's inspired me tremendously and has taught me so much over the years. And she's, you know, like I said, she's a promoter with the IMBA. I'm doing her show in September 10th. It has a new date.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she taught me how to do that. And I know you've seen her do that too, Kaylin. I think she's done that to you a few times too.
Oh, yes.
You know, but when you have the amount of respect for the athletes that I do, for the work and the effort that goes into it, and you can look at somebody and see, you know, get it. Like I said, I've put Angie's shoes on her before, and it is because those moments before you hit the stage, especially for, you know, for amateur competitors, I don't want to say amateur, but newbies, people that haven't competed for years and years and years,
mm-hmm.
that's an intimidating moment. You see everybody else. It's that moment that you realize what your competition is and what they're going to look like on standing directly in front of you in suit, posed, and ready to go, practicing backstage, and it hits you all at one time, and sometimes it just knocks people down, and you got to pick them back up and put them back on the stage, dust them off a little bit, touch up their tan, and send them right back out to the stage and say, now it's time to rock this. This is the fun part. Go have fun. And they do, and then they come back, and I mean, like I said, Angie has come off the stage in tears, and I'm standing there just as giddy as she is about what has happened to her. And I've done that with you, you know, and many other of my clients over the years, because I get just as wrapped up in it as they do. I get just as excited as my clients are.
Yes, I can attest to that. I mean, it's just really fun, and it's very good because, you know, a lot of times there's things that happen that no one plans. You know, like the one with the like the sweating where it was like the lighting was hot, and I think even the promoter said, "Boy, we didn't realize you know it was gonna be this hot." And like you said, if I'm already a sweater, I already know I'm at a disadvantage because I'm basically melting on stage, and you
Absolutely.
Found a way to make sure that stayed.
Well, Kaylin, one of my greatest challenges with you was when we went to Miami, and you were, you couldn't get off work, so you weren't going to be there on Friday night for me to do your base tan on you. We hit Miami. It was,
mm-hmm.
it was like 95 degrees in October.
Yes.
Almost November. And it was
oh,
like 100% humidity.
Another story.
And, oh, yeah. And, you know, one of the things that, like I said, you know, an athlete panics in that moment. You know, you could have had, you knew you were in good hands. But when you hit
mm-hmm.
that stage and the humidity is 100%, your tan is sticky and you're not able to function. And your tanner is like, it's cool. We've got this. I got it. No big deal. And you know what
yes.
to do from a training standpoint. It puts people at ease, you know, and I can't tell you. I mean, we had a client. I was actually helping out with the Diva, and I had a client that had a blood sugar incident and passed out in my arms, completely, you know, almost naked. And you know, she was panicking, and the next, you know, I immediately was able to touch up her tan, and it's hard to fix a spray tan when you mess it up that good when it's that fresh. It's hard to fix that, but we
mm-hmm.
you know, you can do that, and being able to. I feel like I owe it to my athletes to know how to handle anything, to be able to give you that confidence that you are in good hands. Everything is fine. It's completely under control. If you get hosed down in the parking lot of a hotel, I can fix it. You're going to be fine. And giving people that confidence is what I'm all about. Like I said, I have passion over profits. I cannot tell you how many free spray tans I've given away. And I, you know, like I said, I believe in what you guys do. I believe that natural athletes have a very unique platform. I listened to the show a couple weeks ago that you guys did about unifying the organizations, and that was a very awesome show to hear. And it's something that, you know, I don't support the NPC. A lot of people are really shocked when I'm brutally honest. I will never turn an athlete away that walks through my doors, but I don't travel to those shows. I support my natural athletes because I believe in what you do. And I believe, you know, like I said, I have 100 clients a week that come through my store and tell me, you know, what they hate about their body. People hate themselves enough to know that you can naturally attain an amazing physique is the passion behind what I do and why I have such a tremendous respect and support for what you guys are doing. And I believe you deserve
well,
the best.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm just loving all of it. But there's one story about you having to be my bodyguard.
Uh-oh. Gotta hear this one.
Well, okay. We'll end on a high Kaylin note since we've given him such a hard time.
He's been a good sport though, hasn't he?
Oh, Kaylin. You can't help but love Kaylin. So Kaylin comes to Miami. He literally got in his car on Friday night after work and drove straight through from Chicago to Miami, which is I think like literally a 30-hour drive, but Kaylin somehow managed to do it in like 28. And he drove straight through. And when he got to the show, I'm like, Kaylin, you're starting to panic me here because you're on stage in like 30 minutes. So Kaylin had forgotten his suit in the car. He comes up to the hotel room to get spray tan, and he has no suit. So, and there's not time for us to do any kind of, we don't have time. Time is not a luxury we can afford. So I'm like, while you're drying, I'm gonna dry your bottom half as best we can. You're gonna throw on those shorts and you're gonna go naked-ish through the lobby, and I'm gonna protect you. And if anybody touches you, I promise I'm gonna be all over it. So I'm walking through the hotel with like arms around Kaylin, like please don't touch Kaylin. He's beautiful and he's not dried. Let's don't touch him. And we get into the elevator and these two older women
yeah.
are in the elevator. And this woman is madly in love. Madly
oh,
in love. She's looking eyes at Kaylin. She is winking. She is, I mean, she's almost drooling. I thought I was going to have to catch drool and I'll let her get Kaylin wet. And so I was like, I'm sorry, I'm his bodyguard. I'm going to need you to back up. And so I walked through the entire hotel. This woman followed us for quite some time.
Yes.
Just staring at Kaylin because he is literally, he is peak week. He is 5 minutes out from the stage, and we're running through the hotel trying to get him in his suit before he gets to the stage. And I thought,
I literally thought
I was going to have to protect him in the parking lot. But then, Kaylin, you returned the favor because there was a guy in the parking lot who thought he was going to get me. So I bodyguarded Kaylin, and I think this woman is still trying to find Kaylin, you know, because I was like, I'm sorry, pro athlete, so much bigger than step back. And so she was in love. She was in love, and I had to be Kaylin's bodyguard. And, I mean, when you're walking around without a shirt on in a hotel in Miami, it gets a lot of the ladies' attention.
We'll be talking about this for a few more weeks to come, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I think so. And then I get some news stories about Kaylin. You know, we're friends on Facebook now, so I'll just shoot you a message and let you know if I've got really good and juicy. We'll just surprise them with something great.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right, lady.
Well, Kaylin, you know, no matter what, no matter how things go, if Kaylin and I get together, there is going to be something hysterical that happens. And it might just be that I'm delusional that day and wearing spray tan down the front of my shirt.
Oh, no. Wait, one more before the show ends. One more. I got to talk about this because it's funny. And that's, when we were up at the North American and we had to use the neighbor's front lawn.
Yes. Tanner. You know, you have to be kind of, you have to be respectful of the host tanner because they do have a contract and, you know, and a lot of people may not know you have to pay to be a host tanner and you sponsor the show as that, as part of the arrangement. But I was traveling with my pros and with my peeps. And, so we were in Chicago.
Oh, you had a lot of that show too.
I did. I had quite a bit of athletes at the show. And you know, these people had worked with me several times before, and they were like, we can't do it without you. And I said, absolutely, I'll be there. So we had spray tan. We were renegade spray tanning, as Mr. Yo of Pro Yo tells everybody. And so I needed electricity, and we had a power failure that just wasn't working in my mobile setup. So I put on my most adorable Southern accent, and I knocked on this guy's door, and I was like, oh, hey. Listen, I have all these athletes. I got like, you know, 8 or 9 of them. Do you mind if I use your electricity in your front yard for just a moment? And the guy totally let us set up in his front yard. And we are standing on the side of the road in Chicago, in Franklin Park, Chicago. And we are spray tanning people. And there were men, there were women, there were lots of people that were circling the block to check out my guys that I had on the side of the road getting spray tan.
I asked Kaylin if he had his modesty garment for that little episode.
Thank goodness Kaylin has modesty garments.
I'll let her finish the story.
Well, there was literally people, like, stopping to watch and to stare. And Kaylin's out there waving like he's Miss America. And he's just, you know, waving. And Kaylin's like about to start passing out his phone number. I'm dying. And we got those athletes. And the guy let us come back in the afternoon. He's out there cutting his grass while we're spray tanning.
Yes, he did.
But like
we stopped traffic.
We can do anything.
We stopped traffic. I'm not kidding. We had stopped
traffic. We did. There were people circling the block to keep an eye as to what was going on. We had a traffic jam at a couple points.
Oh, my.
There were other people, like other athletes were coming out, and other coaches and stuff were taking pictures of us out spray tanning in the streets. And we just laughed and smiled and went right on about our business. And there was a guy, wasn't it, Kaylin, that stopped to take your picture?
Yes. Yes.
I thought it was a guy.
Oh, my
he
goodness,
stopped to take
yes.
pictures. Yes.
And he had a nice camera.
He did. I think he zoomed in real close. So,
yeah. Oh,
but, somewhere out there
that
in the shop world, if you see a picture of Kaylin getting a spray can on the side of the road, it was legit.
It's not porn.
It was a good day.
It's not porn. Yeah. Yeah, it's not porn.
No, you
were
you
not that you
know
us. Not that you know us. Your likeness could be used for anything after that.
Right?
Yeah, we were a little wild that day, but we got him straight.
Oh my goodness, it was so much fun. It was so much fun.
It was fun.
And if anybody just go back to the archives on Midwest Muscle and posted 1,000 pictures, and I kept saying it's not the winning on stage that made that day, and that's what I was talking about, because like Abby was saying, there was just so many positive energy individuals that were all in one place. I had never felt better at a show, especially with you know all the things that could have gone wrong, and basically it was going wrong, but it was still such a great day. None of it mattered because the people made the difference. And I've said 1,000 times, if you have great support, nothing else matters because you can get through all of that. I mean, because if you think about it, and Ivy can attest to it, there was just so much wrong with what was happening, and none of it mattered because we were all just so ready to just be there and be with each other.
Absolutely. And the people that, you know, I mean, the family that was at that show is the same family of people that were at Ed and Andrea Spartan, I think a month before that. And, you know, it is oftentimes when my fit family from the Midwest gets together. I've always said the Midwest has the best muscle time that, you know, it's full of laughs. We crack up the entire time. Mark LaRosa is one of the funniest people I've ever met in my entire life. And he had been snorting that day. He was doing bikini poses for those folks driving by. And Mark is a bodybuilder. So that was great, and Abong was out there showing off his muscles, and I mean we had a show-stopping experience going on. Amy Myers got out there for a few minutes, you know, and I mean it's just and that was a Brian show. That was one of the shows that Brian did before he made the switch to the DFA.
That's right. Yes, that's right.
I actually got introduced to Brian formally because I came downstairs and Brian is literally in his like formal get up for the night, literally like dressed in his suit on the floor, scrubbing up oil because somebody had sprayed oil on the floor and people were falling in it. And Brian is down there. And I was like, honey, you're way too pretty to be doing that. So let me have that towel. I'm going to need you to go back upstairs. And I mean, we were, you know, it was just everything, things like that were happening all around us. There were so many things that just went wrong with that show. And not because of anything Brian did. It was just one of those perfect days.
One of those things, yes.
And we laughed so hard. And but everybody that was there, it was an experience. And it was such a fun experience. And that, like I said, those same people had just been together for the Spartan show as well. And they, you know, Ed and Andrea, that's one of the things that they strive for is the experience. It is about making sure, you know, you can go out there and you can get last place. But if you end up competing, you'll come back and you'll try harder and you'll build those muscles and you'll meet your competition where they're at and try to exceed them and you'll put in the work. You know, and that's something that, you know, I've traveled to a lot of shows. Not always is that a thing that you see. You don't always see the experience being the most important part of it. And there's a couple of shows that the experience is worth more than the trophy. You just have a blast. And Kaylin is almost always in the middle of that, somewhere in the middle of that, usually taking pictures of me gluing somebody's butt.
Well, that is definitely the best mental image that we could have to end the show on. I'm just saying. But Ivy, I have had so much fun with you on the show tonight. I'm so glad that you were able to make it and just share your passion and just sharing all these behind the scenes stories. Stories and just information that you have, you know, about your aspect of the sport, because there is no part of contest prep that is more important than the other, really, because as we said earlier, you could have dialed nutrition in, hit every workout 100%.
Exactly,
if you have a
trash
can, it's almost like it didn't happen. So I hope all of our listeners
take away how
important every aspect.
Rub it in.
Every aspect of it really was.
Every aspect? You're really going there?
Okay, you know what? No, I'm not going there. So you are going there. So the place we're going to go next is Ivy. We usually give all of our guests
if we remember the chance to give shout outs to. We're going to ignore Kaylin for a second. The chance to give shout outs to anybody that they would like that has helped them or that influences them in their journey.
Mercy.
Well, I have to say, first and foremost, Andrea Castillo has been one of the most inspirational people that I've ever met, and her husband Ed. They have truly helped me form who I am in this world and given me such a unique perspective as to what my athletes are. Kaylin, I would not be where I'm at right this minute without you. You know, like I said, you are such a testimony to what I do, and I love you for that. Angie is one of the most amazing people I've ever met. I think I tried to contain my giddiness while she was on the air. I just love her pieces. I have to say thank you to OK. He is the first promoter that ever gave me a shot that said, hey, I want you to do a show. And like I said, I knew nothing. I have to say thank you to him. I have to say thank you to Brian McCabe. He has asked me to be a part of one of the most inspiring shows. Aside from The Spartan, it is probably one of the best shows I've ever been a part of. And I have to say thank you for him giving me the opportunity to show our Southern hospitality, or my Southern hospitality in the Windy City. So I'm thrilled to be a part of that. And, of course, I always have to give God the credit for everything that I am and all the blessings
mm-hmm.
that he has
given me. Amen.
Amen.
That is the true passion. You know, in my life, everything is a blessing to me, and I'm grateful for it. So thank you, guys. The pleasure is mine to be on. This is such an honor to get to be on here with you guys. I am a faithful listener, so I feel special being a part of it.
Thank you. Well, you are special. You are special. You made our show special. So thanks so much. Have a fantastic night. And I am definitely going to make sure that I get to meet you in person sometime soon.
Absolutely. It will be my pleasure. So I will talk to you guys soon.
All righty.
Yes, you
will. Bye-bye.
All right.
Tons of fun. We are way over time, but tons of fun. Totally
yes.
enjoyed that one. You think about tanning and it's something you have to do, but just to hear how she, you know, went and trained with manufacturers and learned the science behind
yes.
how tanning reacts with everybody's skin, I mean, that's just impressive. That's just impressive. I mean, that is customer service above and beyond and beyond and beyond. Just to be able to customize a tanning solution that's going to work perfectly for everybody's skin type. Or as much
yes,
as possible.
Each and every individual. Yes. That's what, it,
yes.
you know, and that's the amazing thing. But that's what I'm saying. I wish, like, we have a lot of listeners, and I'm thankful for it, but I wish more people could listen so they could understand what true passion is, because we've been really blessed with some passionate guests, and they love
yes.
what they do. They're not, it's not just a job for them. They really love what they do.
Yes. And I love what we do. I am very fortunate, grateful to you and to Joseph and Chad and Joe, you know, for making this opportunity possible. It's been a lot of fun. I hope our listeners are having as much fun as we are. Not every show is fun. Some of them are more serious because there are serious topics out there to be tackled. But,
yes.
you know, they're all
Sean
important.
Sean Wade is a good one.
Yep,
yeah.
Sean Wade is a good one. You know, we've talked about steroids and supplements and, you know, testing and how strict is too strict, what's not strict enough. You know, just a lot of different things out there. You know, there's still a lot more for us to cover, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All
so
right.
The we didn't get to cover the supplement spotlight, and we didn't get to cover the questions that were given about Jim or the Jim Evans episode. So we'll try to cover that Thursday for the
yes.
listeners. And we do apologize because honestly, this was a great show. And we did go over, so we don't want to push your listening too much. We know you got a life, and we wanted you to get to it.
All right, guys. So thanks for joining us. Please do turn in Thursday. We're going to try and catch up on the things we haven't had a chance to cover. And as always, your body is a temple. So let's build it.